Blog Talk Radio.
To get the ladies in the palm of his hands, but he's still a knight. Fight the hype, hard to excite the knight. If you're not the right type, at the round table, placing labels on a man who's slick as Clark Gable. He's all just a black, riding horseback, giving all the fine ladies a heart attack.
Callaway Brothers on Solar Records Radio. They opened the show. What a blessing it is. Hello, everyone. How are you guys? I hope you are doing well. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and we are just, you know, and we're so blessed to be here. We just want to have a good time with you guys. And we pray that you guys are good and that you are going to enjoy the show with us here. And so, look, we got, oh, man. We're starting off. We got an hour and 53 minutes left. We're going to have a good time. And, you know, we're going to just play just the Solar stuff and then some of the stuff that came from the Solar, the sound of Solar, which is Leon Silver's sound, really, with the Throwdown Brothers as his, you know, his Conrads. And so we're going to just have a good time together here. I pray that you guys are good and all is well. Thanks to all my friends around the world for tuning in. Much love to all you guys all the way from South Africa to Detroit, Michigan. Oh, man, California, and then into Texas. God is good all the time. And, of course, we want to say give a shout-out to Greg as he is traveling to the airport. And his flight is early tomorrow, so we pray for him and Phil to have a blessed and safe trip coming out here to Cali. Yeah, y'all come on out. We have a good time, man. Well, we actually coming to Texas. But so where he's going to New Orleans, then he's going to drive to Texas and then from Texas. I think he's going to stay on the southern route, but we'll find out for sure. And, you know, the weather changes everything. And, you know, the weather make you crazy around here. So we're just praying that he's good and that he has a blessed trip, him and Phil. You know, and it's a lot, man, getting in those planes and doing that thing. It's kind of crazy. So listen, I want to start some old school stuff right here from Solar, okay? So God bless you guys, and thanks for hanging out with us today. Much love to all of our friends that have called in. God bless all of you guys. I know you guys are traveling. A lot of the Solar artists are traveling because they're performing tonight or tomorrow, and so they're on the road. And so when we do get them, we're really blessed. So anyway, God bless all of you guys. Take care of yourselves and enjoy your trip. And so, listen, let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. I want to do this. So this one is going to, I'm taking you way, way back. We'll be right back. Beautiful, beautiful song. Hey, man. And this, all this stuff happened in the beginning, you know, when I say the beginning, I mean 1979. We were recording this stuff, and all the songs you just heard, 78, Your Piece of the Rock, and on and on and on. And what a blessing it was to be able to launch a record company, launch the new artist, and launch a producer by the name of Leon Silvers all in one take. And what a blessing it was. And also to ourselves, the Throwdown Brothers, to launch our careers. So God is good all the time. And man, oh man, what a beautiful blessing it is. I want to keep this music going here on Soul Eye Records Radio as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records from the USA.
Let's make a vow to carry on. Yeah.
Wow. So, once I started with the first Say Yes, I couldn't stop. I had to play all the three different versions by our artists, by Climax, by The Whispers, and by Lakeside. And it's so crazy because, Say Yes. What does that mean? That is such a powerful title. Say Yes. Just say yes. What if the say yes was, yes, I want to break up with you? I mean, then what you going to do, right? What are you going to do? It's crazy. It's nothing you can do. Say yes. Okay, then I'll just go ahead and go my own way. But there won't be any passion. There won't be long-lasting lyrical content about Say Yes. Say Yes is so powerful when it's the optimistic way, when things are good for you and you feeling like, yes, yes, everything's going to be okay. Yes, we can get married. Yes, we can get back together. Yes, we could, have a family, make a family together. I mean, those things, they lead to so much optimistic, your point of view is so optimistic. You're like, oh, yes, I have so much to say about that. Say yes. So maybe if we have so many wonderful things to say about it, maybe we should say yes to someone this weekend. Even if you don't want to do it. You know, like my wife will ask me, I don't want it. I'll just say yes. Yes, I'll do it. And don't just do it for a moment. Like do it like the whole weekend. Okay, yes, I'll do it. Yes, just see what happens because I got to tell you this. My wife said to me today, she says, I really enjoy being in love with you being with you for the last couple of days. It's just been so nice. And I said the same thing back to her. I said, yeah, I've been enjoying you for the last couple of days too. And she's going, well, why just the last couple of days? I said, well, I'm just copying off of you. You said the last couple of days. Why? And she's like, well, you're not yelling at me. You haven't yelled at me. So I'm thinking that, we could have a great conversation and we can enjoy our time together, And so it was just kind of crazy. I don't know. Anyway, my phone is, can y'all hear that? Do you hear that? That's Sugar Rainbow. I just want Sugar Rainbow to know that she's calling me while I'm on the air. Lord, I tell you. let me just tell her I'm on the radio. On the radio. Anyway, so let's do that, right? Let's just try to please somebody this weekend and see how long that lasts. That may last for a lifetime. Just say yes. Just try it and see. I mean, we got three big artists that wrote hit songs behind it because you guys loved it. So if you love it, maybe you can make someone else love it. All right? Anyway. All right. This is Wardell Potts. Don't forget tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not 3, but 2 p.m. Solar wants to dance, and we're going to chop it up together here. All right, guys? So get ready. Put your shoes on because we're going to get going and get busy right here and now. God bless all you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. We got about another hour to go on the show. So let's do what we do. God bless you. We'll be good, we'll be right, yeah.
favorite video of the still. Make our own private show and we'll love so deeply. I feel your arms completely. With love that only we can share. I'll taste your sweet lips. Caress your lives within you.
and all seasons change.
The light lives in you. The light lives in you. The healing, healing.
Don't let the walls of the world get you down.
While we're dancing, imagining sweet romance.
Yeah, those are my girls right there doing their thing. That is Crystal. And so, like I said, we adopted Crystal to Solar because Crystal was a group that we wrote and produced and put their stuff out on CBS. But it's just that they didn't get the kind of love that they deserved over there. So we claimed them. We reclaimed them. We brought them back home. And so we play and celebrate our sisters here on Solar Records Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyway, I see you over there, Sugar Rainbow. You're pretty busy, girl. Thank you for showing all the love. We appreciate it very, very much here at Solar. I do have a message, and the message that I have is, what lesson did you learn about contracts and music as a business between signing with Solar and then signing with A&M Records? That's a real sensitive question, because when I say we, I'm talking about, you know, like all the writers, we kind of pretty much jumped into this together. But it was only a few of us. I think it was about maybe six of us. And so we all signed. Well, first of all, I went to school for business law, so I did music and business law as my second, and so my second major, and so that I could understand the contracts and stuff that we were signing, right? So I wouldn't have to, like, you know, have an attorney, or I would understand what the attorney is telling me, and so I wanted to make sure I understood it. I took business law. And which was, at first I was like, what did I do? This class is crazy. And then it got much better and I enjoyed it. And then I loved it. It was my favorite class. And so because it stimulated me in a whole different way. It stimulated my reading. And, you know, I had dyslexia, so reading for me is not fun. And so, but I wanted to read. That was crazy. It was so stimulating for me. And I was reading all the cases and stuff and just learning. And so I really looked forward to it at the end of the course. Not in the beginning. In the beginning, I was, upside down, upset, angry, frustrated. And then I went to a tutor class, and that was it. They clicked me in, and I was good to go. So, but to get to the answer, it was when I signed with Solar. Solar was my first, and a lot of times, you know, like when you're your first situations, no matter what it is, when you're first cooking, or, you know, you're first out buying stuff for your new place, the first time you ever done it, or, you know, the first time you buy a car, or the first time. So your first time is just so, you know, you're just out there. And so when I did that, I did not have the right representation, and I did not have the right information, because I didn't have the right representation. And I thought I did. So I listened not only to my representation, but I also watched the guys that were with me agree to sign the forms. And so we did sign the forms. What I learned is that is not the way you do contracts. You have to know that you know that you know. You need to understand what you're signing. And so when I signed my publishing away, because I was told that, you know, as a writer, you'll get, you know, 100% of your writers, and we do the publishing because we're the publishers. We're the one that goes out. So I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's true. Yeah, that's what they do. They're the publishers. So sign, get. But See, I didn't know that I should retain, you know, at least 50% of my publishing. And I didn't know that. And so I gave that away. And so, but so by the time I got to A&M, it was like, hey, I got to have my 50%. As a matter of fact, I was trying to get 80% at that point. I was so, because I'm trying to make up for where I messed up. But, you know, 50% was where it was, and that was fine. And but there was so much sadness in being with signing with Silver Spoon, which was Leon Silver's company. There was so much sadness as I got older. I got gypped. But there was so much growth at the same time. So you got to weigh those things out. You know, I was growing. Leon was teaching me. He was showing me. I was living with him. We got really close as friends, you know, and he just really, really mentored me. And it's like I almost paid. It's part of me paying for, you know, what I learned from being around him. So I look at it like that. I don't want to, but that's the only way that I could make myself feel good about that relationship in terms of the contractual part. So I hope I answered your question. I learned that you never give away your stuff. You just don't give away your publishing. You don't give away anything. You have everything you own until you sign the paper and give it away. So if you don't sign any papers, you still own it. So hold on as long as you can. And if somebody comes to you with some papers, then you know you got something that they want, and then you can get the value out of it. Find out what the value really is before you sign it, and then make your decision. So there you go. That's my answer. I hope I answered that clearly for you guys. Thank you for the question. And anyway, so here we are. We got about another just 25 minutes left in the show. So with that being said, I'm going to keep it a little funky. I want to keep it on the funky side, y'all. Can we do that? Can we do that? All right, here we go.
I know just what to do to keep you in my heart.
Don't rock that boat. tell you, let me tell you a story about a girl and a guy, guy, guy.
Where no disguise,
there's the rock. That's the only way to find out.
of a game, some telling lies. The truth wears no disguise.
Yes, sir.
That's the only way to find out. To make sure love on solid ground, you've got to break it down.
In the rock, that's the only way to find out. Oh, oh. Ooh, in the rock, I can't fake it. Don't see what you're made of. In the rock, you can't change it.
My, I just had to do it, man. And, you know, that funk is just amazing. I love that old school classic funk. You know, it's just classy, funky. And that was what we enjoyed doing with the Whispers. And then Midnight Star was doing their thing. And it was just on and on and on. We had so much fun. Anyway, Don Fleming's on the line. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's happening?
How are you?
I'm good. It is Friday, man. I know you was jamming all that Solar stuff, but
you know,
man, keep it going. I love it.
Oh, man, yeah, you know how we do it and stuff. And so I have, you know, different things that happen. And, you know, I had a really good question from the listeners, and that question asked me about, you know, about my publishing. I mean, not my publishing. That was my response. But the question... Uh-huh. The question was, The question was, what lessons did you learn about contracts and music as a business between signing with Solar and then signing with A&M Records? And that was such a great question because that was my first contract, uh-huh. right? And, you know, when you have your first anything, it's like it's not quite as good as it. You know, and so, but I had some emotions about it. I was having emotions like, I was angry, but at the same time, you know, I was blessed because of, you know, when I thought about all the time that Leon spent with me and training me and,
right.
I felt like I paid for that, you know, with my contract. So, and, you know, but, you know, you live and learn. And so, and I learned that on that first contract, when I got to the second contract, I made sure I didn't do what I did on that first contract. So, hallelujah.
Yeah, you live and learn, man. Live and learn. I think, you know, when you're young, you were barely, 19 years old, 19 to 20 years old at the time.
Yeah, 20 years old.
So I think, you know, it was just maybe, and again, I'm not in your head, but I can imagine me as a 19, 20-year-old, and I have that opportunity to, you know, to be a star or things like that, you know.
Right.
And
right.
You know, that was what you idol. Those are the things that you were kind of focused on, you know,
right.
Maybe the women and all of that, and, you know, whatever access to, you know, to everything as a 19, 20-year-old wants. But then when you get older and you understand, I think, shout out to JoJo again, JoJo McDuffie of the Mary Jane Girls. She told me, she said, when it's a music business, it's small M, big B. You know, the B is capitalized.
Yeah. Right.
You
right.
know, so when you get older, the business part of that starts to kind of work its way in, and you're
and
more.
It takes the lead. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're more seasoned into knowing and understanding. And again, you have lawyers for that and whatnot. But the fact that you're willing to say, okay, let my lawyer look at this, and I want my lawyer to explain to me, even at, let's say, explain this to me as a fourth grader, you know, but you're understanding the business savvy of that. You know, so you understood what the contracts were going to be and understood this part of the clause and things like that. So, I mean, again, they were both fun aspects out of it, but
yep.
you looked at it in a more business-wise perspective, and that's the beauty of growth, man.
So you mentioned girls, and I was just thinking, oh yeah.
How can I forget them?
How can we forget the girls, right? And so, you know, for us guys, you know, we're thinking, you know, you get on the road, you get to hang out with all these beautiful girls and all that kind of stuff. And so, and as a young guy, I was thinking that's what I was going to do, but I ended up with some Christians. and they were hard. They were hard on me, man. I was like, what? Why are we talking about the Bible? I want to talk about girls. I thought you guys were going to tell me.
I got you.
And so those are the things that, you know, I was real fortunate, though. I was real fortunate that my mom's prayers kept me out of trouble. But it was easy to get in trouble. And it's kind of crazy because, you know, you just go high and the girls go, oh my God. And then next thing you know, it's like, okay. They just like so, oh, and it was just so crazy easy to just pick a girl and take her to your room and, you know, go have a drink and just, and it's crazy, but you had to have been raised a certain way to protect the girl from that and protect yourself from it, you know, because it could be it's a dangerous road. If you listen to people like Donald Trump who said, just grab him by the, you know, you'll end up doing that kind of crazy stuff. You don't do that. You don't disrespect other people just because they're excited to meet you. You love them through the process, you know, and you be respectful to them. And then that, you know, I have friends that I met for the very first time, 1979, 1980, when we were on the road, that I'm still friends with because of that, because I didn't take them. And I sure could have. She's married and other people are married and have had, and we still have great relationships, and their mates and I even have relationships because I've always respected them. And so I want to also tell the young artists that are out there, just be respectful. It takes you, it's not like the moment. Don't get caught up in the moment. The moment can destroy you. You can destroy your life in a moment. Just respect the moment, appreciate it. And just, you know, and later on in life, you could go, wow, when you can look back and go, that was really cool. I really met a really nice person. We've been friends for a long time. Maybe we should get married. Maybe, you know, or she got married, or maybe you could sing at her wedding or whatever the thing is. But the worst thing you could do is to disrespect each other. That causes all kind of problems. So anyway, I'm done with my lessons. I just wanted to share, you know, that part as well, because when you said that about the girls, I was like, oh, don't forget about the girls.
Yeah, you went there. I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's important. Great question. And so Greg's flying out tomorrow morning on his way to the States. From the UK, and I'm going to meet with him on Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday he's going to be taking off. So me and my wife are going to meet him and Phil, and we're going to we got them a place out there, and we're just going to have a good time together for a couple of days in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right, I'm going to get off of this, man. I'm choking. I'm getting ready to go see a Christian movie. It's called, I'm going to go see this Christian movie that I really, really love. And I'm excited about it. And so we're going to go with our church, and we're going to have a good time. It's called The Chosen. And so I'm advise you guys to go check it out if you haven't. The Chosen is really good. It's about the life of Jesus Christ, and it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Anyway, many blessings to all you guys. Y'all all take care of yourselves. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Thank you, Don Fleming, for calling in. We love you.
No
appreciate
problem.
You. Appreciate you very much, man. And we will catch y'all later, okay? Safe travels, Greg. Do your thing, man. Be blessed. You and Phil, God bless you guys. And we're up and out of here. Anything in closing?
Oh, man, again, I didn't get a chance to be here earlier, but I'm here. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with you, I guess hanging out with us. What we got a show tomorrow?
Yes, sir. 1 o'clock our time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard. Come hang out with us. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, take us home, man. Thank you guys for tuning in. Support the show by going to, if you're on Facebook, make sure you go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Like the page. I want to say we're closing in on 2,000 people. So again, thank you.
Watch out. All right, guys. We'll see y'all later. Take care. Bye, sugar rainbow, baby girl. Love y'all. Peace out, everybody.